Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There was a fatal crash in Cranford, New Jersey last night. Two teens were killed, and police say this may not have been an accident. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, still trying to piece this tragedy together here. Cops are saying unclear if this was an accident or intentional. Two teenage girls riding their bikes about 5:30 last night. They were struck and killed here in this residential block right down the street from me here on Burnside Avenue. The driver did not initially stop, but was found a couple of blocks away. Bad damage to the car and taken into custody. Cops in Cranford doing that. Now, neighbor Kathy Donlin, shaken up like so many here, spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
At first I thought it was a shooting because I saw people going in every direction, and I was supposed to go out tonight. I'm like, I can't even go out because I feel too guilty knowing something happened.
No identities yet released of the names of the teenagers were killed. I just noticed a Board of Education meeting here in Cranford last night was canceled, they say, because of a tragic incident in town here. So we'll certainly get more information from the Union County prosecutor later this morning. They're leading the investigation. So far, all they're telling us is the driver is in custody, no name of that driver, and still we haven't learned as to the charges involved here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in Cranford, New Jersey.
A four-year-old is critical after she was hit by a school bus in Brooklyn. This was near East 2nd Street and Avenue J in Midwood, where the driver did remain on scene. The child rushed to Maimonides. Police say no criminality is suspected and no charges have been filed. F&M train riders, your lines are switching routes between Manhattan and Queens. The MTA says this is to eliminate an ongoing bottleneck that causes delays by completely isolating local service from the express line. In fact, the MTA says as much as 20% of all rush hour trains on the EM and R lines are delayed at Queens Plaza because of the way it's currently configured. Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance tells 1010 Winds this is a good move.
Right now, there are a lot of trains that are held in Long Island City waiting for an E or an F to pass in front. And that will no longer happen. Once the trains pass through Queens Plaza, they'll be headed express out to Jackson Heights. They won't have to wait, splitting in the other direction either.
The switch takes effect December 8th. Service will not change on weekends or during late nights. Coming soon, another busway in the city, 34th Street, will be only for buses and cars going to local businesses. This is between 3rd and 9th Avenues from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is expected by the end of the year. There's a new ranking out, and I think we should demand a recount, frankly. New York City comes in 26th on the list of the best cities for foodies. What? This is from Wallet Hub, which put Miami first, followed by Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Seattle, and Orlando. They looked at 28 key indicators, including the cost of groceries, to the affordability and accessibility of high-quality restaurants, to food festivals per capita. Separately, New York City landed 13 spots on a list of the 50 best restaurants in North America. That includes the best of the best, which would be Atomics and Nomad. That list was sponsored by San Pellegrino and Acqua Panna. A new designation from New York State ensures that a New York City icon is here to stay.
Just down the block from its younger roller coaster sibling, the Cyclone, the 105-year-old Wonder Wheel is now a New York State landmark.
This is a place that brings people together.
DJ Verderas helps operate it. His grandfather bought the ride in 1983.
What makes Coney Island great is that it's a place where people who half a world away are at war But here, they stand next to each other in line, their children smiling at each other with mutual excitement.
He says the history is great here, but the future is just as important. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
If you work as a delivery person in Brooklyn, you now have a place to go when you gotta go. The Brooklyn Public Library wants you to know you are welcome to use the restrooms at their branches. Aaron Soriano is the library's senior manager of government and community relations.
Libraries are a part of civic infrastructure, and they respond to the things that happen in our community, whether it's masks after COVID or sunglasses for the eclipse. We wanted to adapt to this growing need and population in our city as food deliveries increase.
Well, the Delivery Together initiative includes more than just using the bathroom.
They can rent a bike kit, which includes things like a tire inflator, jump starter for their electric bike, as well as a high-capacity portable charger so they can charge their phones or their bikes.
You will need a library card in order to borrow repair equipment. This is starting at 9 branches. They do hope to expand. Get all the info at bklynlibrary.org. A ruckus on board a Metro North train earlier this month prompted a debate last night during the MTA's board meeting. This is that incident involving a former writer for the TV show The Bear.
Alex O'Keefe was taken off a train in handcuffs September 18th at the Fordham station in the Bronx after police said he was being disruptive.
One black dude on the train because this white woman said she didn't like the way I was sitting on the train. So you call the police.
Chief of MTA Police Thomas Taffy defended the officers.
The subject was definitely interacting with other passengers. He was creating unreasonable noise. He was reaching over the seat. He was pointing, according to the video evidence. The officers, in an attempt to de-escalate, asked him, the violator, to get off the train. He did not get off the train.
Taffy said O'Keefe was issued a summons on the platform and allowed to board the next train. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In the end, board members requested additional information as the investigation continued. Cops looking for four men wanted in a double stabbing outside the Jackson Heights Roosevelt Avenue subway stop in Queens. That happened around 6:45 yesterday evening when police say a 16-year-old and a 24-year-old were both stabbed in the back. They're at Elmhurst Hospital. Cops say they do have the weapon, but so far no arrests. So, what's happening in the New York City mayor's race? Zoran Mamdani with this to say after President Trump took to social media to threaten cuts to federal funding for New York City if Mamdani wins.
I think that Donald Trump is going through the stages of grief. He began with denial, where he said that there was no way we could win this race and that he would use every tool at his disposal to ensure that that was the case. And now we've reached the point where he's coming to terms with the fact that we're going to win this race.
The president had been clear that he wanted certain candidates to drop out to clear the field for a one-on-one race against Mamdani. Mayor Adams dropped out Sunday. Republican Curtis Sliwa has claimed billionaires associated with Andrew Cuomo have bribed him to end his bid, but he's refused to name names, and both Cuomo and Adams have called him a liar. Petros Kromidas of Baldwin will stay on the ballot in Nassau County. The 29-year-old Democratic candidate for Nassau County Legislature has been missing since April after being last seen April 23rd. His car was later found near the Long Beach boardwalk along with his clothing, but an extensive search turned up empty. The thinking is that he had gone into the ocean while training for a triathlon. Earlier this month, the Democratic commissioner of the County Board of Elections filed a certificate of substitution to replace Kromidas with James Hodge. But a judge sided with Republicans and said no. That's because Kromidas has not been legally declared dead. Calling all local artists, your chance to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her home borough. Governor Hochul with details.
My administration is announcing an artist competition to design a memorial on the spectacular waterfront of the Brooklyn Bridge Park that will honor her groundbreaking accomplishments, celebrate her fighting spirit, and be a space for visitors to learn about her extraordinary life.
The competition will be conducted in two phases, with finalists from phase one selected next spring to advance to phase two for a detailed proposal development. Get more info and apply at ny.gov/programs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.